Workers in the Kenosha County village of Pleasant Prairie shoveled sand into sandbags around noon to prepare for the storm, possibly causing flooding in a low-lying lakeside neighborhood. Village Public Works Director John Steinbrink says since last night about 3,500 sandbags were prepared for the public.
We want to make sure that the public knows what's going on and some of the dangers associated with them, and we're giving them every resource to make them make their property as safe as possible.
But this afternoon, the winds of Sandy weakened and Pleasant Prairie called off a voluntary evacuation advisory. Still, many people living near Lake Michigan between Kenosha and Milwaukee came out to admire and photograph the 5 to 10 foot waves. At Wind Point near Racine, Sharon Pitsley said she's convinced that global climate change helped make the point windier than usual.
Climate change of work? Definitely. This doesn't usually happen, you know, we don't usually see waves like this here. This is because of that storm, you know.
But another lakeside visitor, who gave his name as George, says it was just a windy day, not a sign of climate change.
I don't really adhere to that. It's all part of a cycle. And 50 years from now, it'll be different again.
The destruction caused by Hurricane Sandy out east has climate activists calling on the presidential candidates to pay more attention to warming oceans and greenhouse gas emissions. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio at Wind Point.